From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
What did you make of it yesterday?
Oh, it was a big day, wasn't it? I mean, on top of the unbridled excitement that I normally reserve for occasions like the Reserve Bank Monetary Policy Statement, we had an MIQ announcement as well. Look, I think it was balanced, Mike. So if we focus on the content of the Monetary Policy Statement and then official cash rate rise. Firstly, Mike, I thought our call yesterday was pretty good. I suggested 25 basis points, but signal future rate rises, give the market certainty, let the market forces do the work for you, and that's essentially what happened. So they stayed true to that recent Kotoku analogy of a series of measured steps. So we have a series of rate hikes that have been signalled to bring the official cash rate back to a more neutral positioning, and just on that, 2% has been perceived as the neutral level of the official cash rate, but the central bank's actually signalling the need to go through that. So we see the peak there at sort of 2.5 to 2.75, so a little bit above. So they're going to have to lean against some of these pressures. So a series of basically rate hikes on a regular basis right through the next 2 years. So they're forecasting the official cash rate at 2.25% by the end of next year, 2.75% by the end of 2023. I would make the comment that the end of 2023 is a very long way away in terms of the application of monetary policy. Lots of things can happen and change along the way. Yeah, as I said, relatively balanced tone. They've acknowledged the upside risks to inflation, but also the risks to growth. The thing is, Mike, financial markets love certainty. So what you've got here, you've got a track, you've got your forecast. So interest rate markets can now price where rates should be. And the price action we saw yesterday in financial markets did suggest that markets were a little bit more fearful of a slightly more hawkish statement. They were hedging their bets on the probability or the possibility of a 50 basis point hike. Those 50 basis point hikes have been taken off the table. What we've got now is a slow, steady, inexorable climb higher. So wholesale interest rates actually fell a bit yesterday, Mike. The two-year rate fell 18 basis points. Longer term, sort of 5 to 10 year rates, they were down 5 to 10 points. But clearly no sign of any interest rate falls now under the current forecast. There's a little bit more tightening in the forward track than there was in August, so 50 basis points more. Just a few very sort of notable points from the statement, Mike. The expectations of inflation from the RB forecast gets up into the high fives. I think it could go a bit higher, but it falls back quite quickly. Declines from the middle of next year. Third quarter GDP, they've got a fall of 7%, but again, they've got quite a strong bounce back in the fourth quarter, 5.8%. It'll be interesting to see if we get that. Mm. Labour market gets even tighter. They've got the unemployment rate falling a bit further. Wage growth is elevated, so obviously their cash, they've got to lean against that labour market there. House price inflation forecast, it looks like a scary roller coaster, Mike. Falls very sharply from here and then goes negative. On market reaction, I've told you the wholesale rates fell a little bit. Kiwi dollar overnight, though, has fallen quite a lot. You know, at the beginning of the month, we saw Kiwi around 72 cents against the US, fallen at the moment 0.6865. So Kiwi dollar quite a bit weaker, but big day, exciting.
Exactly. What about Tower?
Yeah, Tower announced a return of capital yesterday. They had a full-year profit of $19.3 million. That's up 72% from 2020. Had a few major events in there over the previous year. It's carrying some excess capital. The board is recommending a $30 million return of capital to shareholders by way of a compulsory share buyback. So the share price responded nicely to that, about 8.5%. These MIQ changes, Mike, we would have then cast an eye at those stocks that might be moved by that. Auckland Airport, small rise of 10 cents. I mean, we'll see more activity, but it's a long way away, Mike. Yeah. I mean, April 30th, yes. That's 5 months away. Air New Zealand, 1.5% gain, no real reaction there. But look, Tourism Holdings down 9 cents because basically
Christmas
doesn't do anything for them over Christmas, does it? And the capital raise for Serco as well. They're looking for $85 million.
Numbers, please.
The Dow Jones, of course, now lots of data coming out there, lots of data. They're going into Thanksgiving, so it'll be quiet for the next couple of days. Dow Jones down 111 points at the moment, 35,702. That's about 0.3%. The S&P 500, not much change, down 2,4688. And the NASDAQ at the moment, up 5-6 points, 15,781. 20-point move upwards in the FTSE 100 overnight, 7,286. The Nikkei got smacked a little bit, down 1.58%, 471 points, 29,302. Shanghai Composite up 3, 3592. The ASX 200 lost 11,7399. And the NZX 50 had a positive reaction yesterday, up 78 points, 12,766. As I said, Kiwi dollar weaker, 0.6865 against the US, 0.9543 Aussie, 0.6135 euro, 0.5153 pounds, 79.21 yen. Gold, $1,787.81. Brent crude, $82.29.
See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.